This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
And it is time for five thought-provoking questions from Aaron Suttles. Aaron asks, brought to you every single day by Milo's. Milo's tell you about the breakfast, great breakfast, the protein plate, and get the eggs, the cheese, and your choice of meat, whether it be the sausage bacon, the sausage patty, or chicken, also the grits bowl. You want to load them up? You can do that as well. You can add your protein to that and cheese as well. Milo's for breakfast here in the great state of Alabama.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Aaron Asks.
All right, guys. Question number one. I've told you about the drama in my homeowners association Facebook page. It's gotten worse.
Was that why Rob called in earlier?
No.
Is that one of these people?
No, but the now that the pool's getting ready to close, people have moved on. The hot topic in our neighborhood right now is cars parking on the street, which is illegal in our city. But people have gatherings, so there's a lot of small groups that people host during the week, birthday parties, et cetera, et cetera. So, well, for the most part, you're understanding, except for when the people park on both sides of the street, which is really dangerous for children running. It's a big children neighborhood and for emergency vehicles to get through.
By the way, if that was illegal in Homewood, parking on the street, everybody would be in jail.
Yeah, they come by and ticket from time to time. But my question is, I got home from South Carolina last night and someone had left me a present in my front yard via their dog. Is it out of bounds to post a picture if you got, you got cameras, these cameras now that they record the doorbell and all that? If you had a picture of the person that didn't pick up their dog poo in your front yard, you call them out or you give them a chance to make it right? Or you just put it on the Facebook page in all its glory?
If it happens, I think you address it the next time you see them.
Yeah, I think it depends on your relationship with that person. I
told you all.
If you kind of know them and you're a little bit friendly with them, then you text them the picture and say, hey, man, really? And if they're like middle finger, then you just post it on Facebook and say, this is what Joe Capoto did to my yard.
Yeah.
Just heads up, when he's walking his mutt, you might get some poop in your yard too, and he's just going to leave it.
We had the lady, I told you guys that I've noticed twice, and I've caught her once in my yard and then her dog in another neighbor's yard. And I know that she does not live on our street, but I haven't seen her again because the next time I see her, I was going to say something to her. It's just not cool.
I just put a message out. I took a picture of the offending substance and said, please come get this out of my yard. Or
you know who it was?
Or I could deliver it to your front porch.
You know who it was then?
I have a pretty good idea who it is, yeah. I didn't want to. I tried to be funny with it. I was going to post that meme of, what was it, Billy Madison, where he puts the flaming dog poo on the guy's yard, on his porch. But I try to be funny with it, because you don't want to come across hostile in the Facebook page. But question number two. Julio Jones became the Atlanta Falcons' all-time receiving career yardage leader last night. He is currently, I believe, number 37 on the NFL's all-time receiving list. He's got 10,868 yards. He'll pass, most likely, Joey Galloway the next game. My question to you is, where do you think he tops out at? Right now he's at, again, 10,868. He's not catching Jerry Rice because Jerry Rice has got 22,895. But Larry Fitzgerald, who's still playing, by the way, is in second with 16,496. Where do you think Julio tops out at?
Oh, remind me, what's Julio's age?
Let's see, Julio came out as a junior in 2010, so he would have been, what, 21-ish then?
Mm-hmm.
So he's about 30. I'll look that up for you right
now. I'll put him at 14,000.
I was going to say, it's going to be tough for him to get into the top five.
The top five is Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Isaac Bruce. Isaac Bruce is number five. He's got 15,208.
Yeah, and if you lumped in Tony Gonzalez, those are your 15,000-yard receivers ever.
Which is crazy that Tony Gonzalez is a tight end.
Groundbreaking tight end,
he's
man.
He's nuts. I would say he'll be in the top 10, but it'll be in the bottom five.
Okay.
So 14,000, would that be somewhere
he's
around?
He's going to have to be over 14,000 because, 14,000 goes down to 12 with James Lofton. So
he would need roughly 3,000-something more yards to get to.
He needs 4 or 5 more 1,000-yard seasons.
He's been dinged a little bit in his career. Yeah. So, and the way he plays the game, you just wonder if the body's going to hold up.
All right, question number three. The current playoff odds are out, and the top four favored by the odds are Clemson at 9-4, Alabama at 3-1, Georgia 6-1, Ohio State 9-1. Auburn is up to 40-1, or down to 40-1. They started off 25-1. Utah Cole, 33-1. And Michigan is still hanging around at 25-1. Any other team that what do you think of Oklahoma at 14-1?
I think it's good value because I think they're going to get there. And then I think you're just talking about essentially a two game season. Can they get matched up against two teams that maybe have a bad night on defense or don't have a great defense? You know, they'll be able to score with them. So I think the defense has been upgraded a little bit. I think 14-1, it may have been the best value of the teams you gave us, honestly. Because, yeah, Alabama, Clemson, great, but, I mean, you're not getting a ton of value with them either.
You think Oklahoma, we've seen three games. They played Houston, UCLA, and I think South Dakota. You think their offense, though, through the 3 weeks that we've seen, Jalen Hurts, you think it's better this year? I know it looks different.
His numbers are better than Kyler's last year, which is crazy to say. His completion percentage is what, like something like 86%? He has more touchdown passes than he has incompletions.
Yeah.
It's silly. I want to see them play not a great defense. I want to see him play a good defense. I just want to see how good Jalen is against a good defense. Has he reached the point with Lincoln Riley and the way they run that offense that he could score on Clemson? I don't know, but I'd be fascinated to find out. All right, question number four. What is your college football playoff top four right now for each of you?
Top four would be, I think I'd have Alabama 1, I'll go Clemson 2, Georgia 3, Oklahoma 4.
Clemson, Bama, Georgia, Ohio State.
I think that's the four I had in a preseason.
Ohio State's look good. They got off slow start on Saturday versus Indiana, but and Justin Fields, he's 14 of 24, 199 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Oh, J.K. Dobbins went off 193 on the ground.
But they got that
defense,
piece.
Their defense is good.
I feel like Cole has a better handle on Georgia because he's seen them live. I want to see them against a decent team.
You're going to get it Saturday night.
I mean, I don't say that as someone who doesn't believe in Georgia. I want to see.
No, it's fair, Aaron. You saw him against Vanderbilt week one, Murray State week two, who got blanked by Toledo this past weekend, and then Arkansas State.
And again, Georgia's in my top four. I just want to see if they at all get this season face any adversity? Kind of like what we saw with Alabama. Because I do think
if they lose Jake Fromm, you're going to see adversity. It might not matter, though. Stetson Bennett just
he didn't look good. So
hand it off.
I think it hurt Alabama not facing adversity last year. So we'll see. And final question. Are the New England Patriots the best team in the NFL?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are.
Mm. That wide receiving core. We were just recently talking about how Tom Brady never gets to work with great receivers. Now he's got Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown.
And a pretty good defense. I know they played the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins are horrible.
And they played the Steelers.
The NFL.
How sad is that? And they played the Steelers. I had to talk about the Steelers and the Dolphins in the same breath. Sorry, Cole.
The only problem they might run into this year is Buffalo is going to be pretty good. Or better. I should say better than they have been.
Who's the second best team?
I think it's South State, Kansas City.
Kansas City. Okay. Really
they had to come back
to watch,
last night, but they're just dynamic, and the Rams are close, I think.
Dallas I wonder how good. How good do you think the Ravens are?
I don't know if their defense is going to hold up comparatively to some of the other teams that we named, but and I think we all just anticipate Lamar's going to have some down games, right? He's not.
He has to. Yeah, I think he has.
Hey, with Breeze out.
You know what's blowing my mind is Bradley Bozeman's a starter.
The Falcons last week and the Bucks getting the win on Thursday night. Your Buck, it could be.
That might be our only win of the year.
Maybe it's horrible.
He's got time to call me out on Twitter, though.
Who?
Bradley Bozeman.
What happened? What did I miss?
I tweeted the Kinlaw clip, and he went into a full offensive line explanation of how when guys get their feet stepped on, they can't move their feet. Therefore, that's why Chris Owens got run over by Javon Kinlaw.
See, I missed that live, too.
That I missed it. He did get stepped on, and I missed it. But
didn't look good, because when you're watching it live, all you see is a guy getting bowled over.
Well, if you want to really dissect it, if he doesn't get pushed back,
right.
He's not going to get his foot stepped on. So, well, Daniel Jeremiah jumped in there, giving me tape evaluation lessons. I appreciate everyone informing me on how to play offensive line this week and how to evaluate.
Somehow
film,
I've inadvertently.
So. Thank you very much for all of that. Glad Bradley had time to defend his fellow.
I'm sorry, Bradley. I didn't mean to... Put you on blast.
Aaron Ass brought to you every single day by Milo's. Get into Milo's for breakfast tomorrow morning. The breakfast burrito, the grits bowl, all the great sides, the protein plate. If you want to go that option as well, all the great breakfast sandwiches and the biscuits there at Milo's. All the locations around the state of Alabama. Drives of the weekend. That's next on Three Man Front.
This is Three Man Front.